ABC News.
As we've been covering on the show for quite some time now, 2020, it's been a horror year for tourism and around the world as well due to the pandemic. But the latest figures from Tourism Research Australia show not all forms of tourism have been similarly impacted. There are signs that things are starting to pick up again as well. The recovery has been led by caravanning and camping, which accounted for almost half of holiday nights across Australia in the September 2020 quarter. Now, Peter Clay is the General Manager for Insights and Advocacy at the Caravan Industry Association of Australia. He joins us live now. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Just explain to me, first of all, when we look at the caravan and camping tourism category, what fits into that?
Yeah, certainly. Everything from towing your caravan and small camper trailer to taking a motorhome around Australia to weekends away, staying in cabins or tents in a caravan park. Also, the national parks as well. So a really broad spectrum of caravan and camping across the country.
Okay, and although we're hearing that this form of tourism has, I guess, better weathered the coronavirus crisis, I mean, it's fair to say it has still been significantly impacted, hasn't it?
Yes, certainly. And as you pointed out, 2020 has been definitely an interesting one. And what we're seeing with border closures and very significant changes in the way that people travel domestically is that we have seen our numbers decrease year on year. And I think for the year ending September, we were 42 million nights, and that was down 25% compared to last year. And our total amount of trips was 10.4 million, and that was down 23% as well. And that equates to about a loss of $3 billion of visitor expenditure in the predominantly regional economy. But compared to some of the other sectors, we're recently going all right, and we're seeing some green shoots, if you'd like, starting to appear in the sector.
So why is that? I mean, why has your sector been spared from, I guess, the worst impacts of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's a little bit of fortunate from us, and some of it's, I suppose, the positioning that we're a domestic holiday type. People can't travel overseas at the moment, as the previous segment was discussing. So people still want to travel, so they want to say, well, where can we go? And for that, that's caravan and camping. And it's a long history Australians have had with the product all the way back to the 1960s. So in times of uncertainty, we go back to what we're familiar with. And what we're seeing is a sort of a mini boom, I suppose, in caravan and camping at the moment.
But did you mention a minute ago, just to clarify, that regardless of the pandemic, of course, you saw a major drop over time in 2020. But has there been a steady decline in that sort of tourism across Australia for a while?
What we're seeing is that there's immense competition now. So whether it's cruising, whether it's international flights into Bali or Europe, there's so much opportunity now for consumers to travel and do different experiences. And what a lot of Australians think about caravan and camping is they'll do it when they get older. That grey nomad will do that big lap. But now they're saying, well, why not do it now? Australia has effectively lost its international markets. So a lot of our great sites and attractions are a lot emptier than what they would be in the past, regrettably. But at the same time, it's a great time for Australians to go and see these destinations and to experience them.
What kind of help have you got from the government during the pandemic?
Look, we're aligned with most other industries. So the likes of JobKeeper has been a significant benefit to our regional businesses. The likes of, we've got to remember this time last year we had the bushfires go through massive parts of regional Australia, which had a big impact on the tourism economy. So those particular businesses have been doing it tough. Border town accommodation has been doing it really tough as well, particularly with the nature of it flipping and flopping as it goes. What we also need to understand is a lot of destinations in Australia are very heavily reliant on interstate markets. So Tasmania, Northern Territory, far north Queensland, they are really reliant on that seasonal migration of travellers from predominantly New South Wales and Victoria. Now, with the state lockdowns, those markets have been really suffering. And we look at Northern Territory, they're down 50% from last year because they can't get the Victorians or New South Wales or interstate people across.
To cross the border,
That's correct. So the growth has been really good in places with high populations, such as New South Wales and Victoria, where the intrastate, those sort of home markets, are able to travel within those states and have a great time. But those destinations that are further afield, where they've lost those international market arrivals, where they've lost those interstates, they're really still struggling going forward.
And as you say, you know, it's a particularly important industry for regional and rural communities there. I mean, what will the end of JobKeeper in March mean for your industry?
Yeah, it's a really challenging topic on that one. And what we see is there's a need, obviously, to move forward economically speaking, and we need to come off handouts, and we need to be able to move forward in that respect. But what we know is there's still significant businesses that are struggling. And what we're calling on government to look at is, well, if JobKeeper is going to end, what solutions can we find instead? Is there some type of loans that are implemented that support businesses that when they return to profit, they then pay it back, similar to what the help system is in the universities? Is there business advisory services we can help businesses to pivot and try and get through this? So that although the government's made it very clear that JobKeeper is coming to an end, we need to find forward-thinking solutions on how do we help those businesses that are still impacted by decisions based on state governments around borders and also around those issues around people not travelling as further as perhaps they have in the past.
Okay, Peter, great to have your company this morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Peter Clay there, the General Manager for Insights and Advocacy at the Caravan Industry Association of Australia.